Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's obviously the most important shit in the whole freaking universe. Today we talk about...
Does ice weigh more than water?
Does cocaine have a smell?
And third number is about...
Yeah, it was covered in jizz. Very crusty.
Here we go. Start your engines.
Ring, 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 ring.
Oh!
Woo!
Pizza, 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 pizza.
Fresh, new content.
Yes.
Bring the energy.
T-I-I.
Happened to me again. Someone said, I like your content.
Ooh.
That's a good compliment.
Yeah, at the hotel bar.
Huh.
Someone said, hey, I really like your content.
Mm-hmm.
I think I hate that.
How old is this person?
Yeah.
They're young. I mean, they're in their 20s for sure.
Right.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts though. They said like blanketly, not I like you as this, I like your content.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird
right.
Because...
Did you hit them?
Yeah. I pinched them where that no one could see the bruises.
Right.
Good call.
Uh-huh. You gotta hit them on the ears.
The little muffin top?
Yeah. I pinch them on the top of their skull.
Good.
Yeah.
As you were trained.
Weirdly, a lot of skin there.
Like one of them dogs. One of them dogs with the rumply skin.
Oh, or Sharpay neck.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Hot dog neck.
Oh, I love a good hot dog neck.
Oh, God. I hope to God. Is that, can you be a skinny guy and have hot dog neck?
Yeah.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
You can?
Right. Fuck.
Is hot dog neck like where you stretch? You just stretch it? You just...
No. Back of the neck.
No.
No, it's the back of the head where you're...
Yeah, where you get the rolls.
Yeah.
It just folds up on top of itself.
Yeah.
That's like maybe my biggest fear of my entire life.
Really is hot dog neck?
Oh, that's a point of pride.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you've got the hot dog neck, then you can start wearing the shades on the back of your head, and it's just a whole ass look, dude.
Yeah, it looks like lips back there. You can put some lipstick on it.
Dude, I'm feeling back here.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it, and I think underneath my hair, I might have some hot dog neck.
Like you have hot dog neck?
I think I might have early hot dog neck. Early stages.
No, I don't. I'm not buying
you
it.
You got early onset hot dog neck?
Early onset, yeah.
You got some little smokies back there?
The cause of hot dog neck.
It could be underneath his hair. Could be there. That'd be cool.
Ay-yi-yi. So wait. So you got hit with I like your content. It used to kind of be like, hey, I like your comedy.
For real.
Is something people would say broadly.
Yeah, I like your comedy. I like
I like your movies.
Your movies. Your a certain show or something. And that I appreciate because I'm like,
yeah,
okay, you like that thing. That's cool. That's cool that you like that movie or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Content is such a broad – and it makes me go like – Is they just a fan of like my Instagram? They just like me posting about hard seltzer?
Maybe.
That could be.
You know?
I love it.
I think this might be the best compliment you could get right now, actually.
Yeah.
Right.
This is the number one compliment you can get because it covers all of everything.
It's like, I'm a huge, I'm in the Adam Devine business is what this guy's saying.
I like your content.
Right. Right.
Yeah. All content, no matter what. It could be, well, you know what? Maybe I do like it because they're also saying I like the podcast.
Yeah.
And you know I'm fans of the community.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're saying they like everything. Like you're at least you're doing a bunch of stuff. Like if you were only doing movies, he would say I like your movies, but you're doing so much more. You're better than
this is spinning in a direction I didn't expect.
Yeah.
To know this is going to be a compliment.
Well, we know you're suicidal and we don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
We want to build you up right now. We're worried about you. You're in the hotel.
Thank you, God.
I'm going to try to break you down right here. I'm guessing that the person recognizes your face as something, but they have no clue like what exactly it's from. So they just say, I like your content.
Yeah, that could be. That could be.
That's not helping. That's not what we're doing.
That flipped it back the other way. That's all
right.
That's
this is the direction I thought it would go.
Yeah.
Save the apology.
You could walk up to anybody and say that.
Well, that happened last night. Me and Isaac were at this restaurant. Our manager, Isaac, whoop. And we're at this restaurant.
You gave him a whoop whoop? Okay, whoop whoop. Sure.
Yeah, dude, I love Isaac. Whoop whoop. And we're at this restaurant, and this the person that seats you at a restaurant. What is that called?
A hostess or hostess. A host?
Hostess.
Or a host,
yeah,
yes.
She brought me over, and then she came over and she goes, "Hey, I'd like to apologize. I didn't recognize you when you first walked in." I'm like, "Yeah, no need to apologize, no, you're like, you bitch." Yeah. Yeah, and then I pinched her where you couldn't see. Right. And then she, whoa, and then I'm like, "Oh, no reason to apologize." Whoa. And she goes, "I didn't recognize you at first, but I love that movie with you and Satan."
What's that movie?
I'm not in a movie with me and Satan.
Okay, Satan? I thought I was being a bad friend there for a second. I thought there was a movie with you and Satan, and I ain't seen it.
And so I was just like, "Oh yeah, that was a cool one. That was a cool." I liked it. And she's like, "It was so good."
What movie would that even be?
Did she think you were Tom Cruise from the movie Legend?
She probably thought I was Tom
Tenacious Cruise. Tenacious D. It's got did she think you were Jack Black or Kyle Gass?
I don't know. I'm not looking exactly like Jack right now.
You look like Gass.
What's the movie you did where everyone dressed up for Halloween? Was somebody dressed as Satan in that?
No. Satan? Not really.
Which one was that?
That is when we first met.
Is this an Adam movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Right, no, I gotta watch that one.
Yes, I'm going through Adam's IMDb first, and then I'm gonna go through everyone else's.
It's a content. Yeah, but that was, I'm like, it made me go like, I wonder what, who she thinks I am, or if she just is like way off base and just like thought like, I want to have a thing to say, maybe, or maybe she just like hates Zac Efron or something.
What?
Maybe she thought Durs was Satan.
Yeah, she's just right. Like, you and Satan.
Yeah, you really have no scenes. You have no scenes with Satan in anything you've ever done, in all of your content.
And why is that? What are you avoiding?
Satan? I don't know. I don't think.
Maybe she was talking about the Taco Bell commercial. She thought you were Satan.
Yeah, maybe she thought you were Satan.
That's not what she said,
oh,
though.
Oh, maybe she was confused. She said, "I love that movie with you and Satan."
Well, maybe she thought the commercial.
Oh, and she meant that commercial of you with red makeup sweating. Right.
That Taco Bell commercial. Yeah.
See, that makes sense to me. I can draw those lines.
I knew we'd get to the bottom of it.
She should have just said, "I love your content, dude."
I know.
She should have just said, "I love your content."
It threw me for a loop. I was like, I was like, "What the fuck movie are you gonna do with Satan?"
That's actually like the scariest thing anybody could say to you, because she might have been having some weird like vision.
She might have cast a spell.
Yeah. Right. Is this a movie you haven't even done yet? And she's like telling you it's gonna happen.
I love the way you went to hell and you hang out with Satan.
What?
Well, hey, have we ever told the story about what happened on our hidden camera show?
Satan?
Remember?
Oh,
okay. We had a hidden camera show. How crazy is that? We were the impractical jokers before the impractical jokers.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Can we start some beef with the impractical jokers?
I'm Sal.
No, I want to be Sal. Damn.
Yeah, hell yeah, you're Sal.
I'm Sal, oh, sorry. I'm Sal.
I want to be the other one.
They rock, by the way. Impractical jokers rock, but let's get to the story.
Yeah, we've partied with them at Comic-Con. They freaking rock. Yeah, yeah. They know how to dance, too.
Yeah, them hips don't lie.
Okie dokie.
We fucked those guys.
So we did a hidden camera show in Las Vegas, and we like had one scenario where we dressed up as people in a cult and we ordered a pizza, and the whole thing was like deliveries
pizza.
And you would come into the house, there's cameras everywhere, and you'd come into like a crazy situation, and we were the crazy situation.
And
we were
in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. In BF Las Vegas, not on the strip. We were like on the outer skirts of Las Vegas.
Right.
Like,
we actually shot that show in the house. The house
from
Casino. That De Niro lived in.
Yep. Small world.
Yeah. A lot of cum on those carpets.
Yeah, it was covered in jizz. Very crusty.
We were dressed as a cult, and when the person came in, we tried to like lure them into our like ritual that we're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this fucking enormous biker comes in,
mm-hmm.
and he does not look like he's fucking around. But no. One of the other people in this group was like, "Yeah, come on in, come on back here." And we were all like, "Gaga." And he was like, "What's going on here?" And she starts kind of spelling out what our cult is. And then the guy goes, "I get it. I understand. I've lived 1,000 lives and I keep coming back to kill a woman named Catherine." And we all...
And he was dead serious.
Dead serious. He was... He like thought he found us.
Yeah.
It was a trip.
Like we are kindred spirits. And he's a pizza delivery guy who was like in his 50s, grizzled,
like
older
a biker
guy.
Looking guy.
Scary.
Yeah, tough looking guy. Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And then we had to be like,
oh, yeah, well, here, hold this and say blah, 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 blah to the god of whatever.
Yeah, and so we're like punking him and because he's on this in-camera show. And then we have to say, well, here's a tip.
Right.
You're on special delivery, a hidden camera show on MySpace TV.
Right. No, the guy has just admitted to, like, murders.
Murders. And we're like, yeah, he said he had killed people before, and he keeps coming back. Yeah. And he, like, described how he was, like, a little boy. And we were like, oh,
okay.
What?
And yeah, it was one of those moments when you're looking in his eyes and there it's only truth there. Like this guy, you knew you were in a room with
Satan.
And when we said that line about this show on MySpace TV, his face starts darting around like what?
No, he made a noise. He went
Right. Yeah. And he looks around at all of us and we're like, ha, like jazz hands. And then like producers start coming out. And then he starts steaming and he starts yelling at people and he says, I'm going to go get my AK-47 and when I come back, I'm going to murder or can't shoot everyone here. And then he took off on his motorcycle or in a Jeep?
Yeah.
Motorcycle, right?
I think it was a motorcycle, which was an insane way to deliver a pizza.
To you.
Yeah.
You're going to judge him on that?
Seems like it would get cold.
He was really cool.
He seemed cool, but who does that?
Yeah, the pizza got a little cold.
I feel like the pizza would get really cold really fast on a motorcycle.
Yeah, well, it's in the bag, but you know.
Yeah, right. Hey,
and I don't even know if we wrapped. I think we were like, yeah, we're going to get the fuck out of here.
We're done.
And all the producers were like, mate, look, I was ready to jump in. And we were like, were you? To do what?
I know. And there was no security. It's not like we had the actual security. You know what I mean? It's not like there was like... We should have hired one person, one just big guy to be security.
Someone with a gun.
Right. A shack. One shack.
One 7 foot tall man.
One Kimbo Slice.
Yeah.
Kimbo.
R.I.P.
There was no one. There was no one. Is Kimbo Slice dead?
Yeah.
Kimbo Slice passed.
Really?
Let's give him his flowers.
Yeah.
When did he die? Recently or this is a...
A few years ago, but we should give him his flowers because that, I think, up until that point, his backyard fighting... was the craziest thing I had ever seen in my life.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was.
When he, like, split that dude's dome open.
Oh, yeah.
No, he, like, punched that dude's eyeball out of his head.
That's right. He knocked an eyeball.
That was, like, early internet video days, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was this before UFC? Or UFC was going, but that's before UFC even had, like, rules. Like, you could punch in the balls. You could elbow. Yeah. You could, like, poke people's eyes out.
Yeah. You could butt fuck them.
You could do that.
You could.
Bro.
You could.
Zip it.
The octagon.
Yeah, there was a lot of butt fucking in your early UFC.
Hey man, just tap out. Please tap out.
I'm not tapping. Bro.
Dana White is a fan. I think he likes Workaholics.
Well, that's cool.
All right,
Dana White does.
So what's up, Dana White? We should get him on the podcast and talk about those early days of UFC butt fucking.
Butt loving.
What was it like?
What was that like?
Well, no, but those were weird. Like those Kimbo Slice videos were legit like scary because remember he would fight cops and stuff, like anybody he could get his hands on, and he would just annihilate them. It was
he would pick them apart.
That was his whole thing, right? That's where he came up. He was noticed by the UFC because of the viral videos, and then he went and started fighting in the octagon.
Absolutely worked.
Yeah, he got wrecked.
Did he?
Well, he wasn't like a true trained fighter. He was just like a street guy who could beat the shit out of people.
Yeah, and looked cool.
I believe he was from Miami. I think he might have represent Miami.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, in the city where the heat is on.
He did have a big ass punch.
Yeah. Yeah, and he had a good look.
He was so compact up. I mean, big, but like he would stay compact. You couldn't get in there to his face, to his beautiful beard. Mm. And then he would just, if he caught you with one, it was just like over.
Your eyeballs popped out.
He had some hot dog neck, correct?
I would say he did.
He did. Yeah, he had kibbutz neck, dude.
Yeah,
that dude had some big old dogs back there.
He had a whole deli, old delicatessen on the back of his neck.
Yes, points.
Hey, all right.
Some all points right. there.
Thank you. Hey, thank you, Blake. Thank you.
Like, really and truly, on the Mount Rushmore of like viral videos.
Yeah,
he's up there for me.
Okay,
him in Chocolate Rain,
and the lady who fell off the grapes.
Star Wars kid has to be on the fucking has to be on it.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know Star Wars kid?
Star Wars kid is the OG shit.
It's like kind of the chubby guy. I remember that was one of the first ones that like downloaded from like LimeWire. And
yeah, that was like a LimeWire Kazaa kind of a guy. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what happens in it?
It's basically this kid who like set up a camera and then he does a bunch of like lightsaber tricks. He must have just saw Darth Maul.
With a broomstick.
He
used like a broomstick to like do his fucking flippy flop with the lightsaber.
And he's legit good? He's like a teenager?
No.
You're laughing at him. You're laughing at him.
You're laughing at this poor child.
It's like backstage drama thing was going on. Like he got a hold of the black box and then basically like that's why it caught fire, because they were able to rotoscope like his broomstick and turn it into a lightsaber.
Right.
And then you could find all sorts of fucking Star Wars kid everywhere. So it just like Star Wars kid on the moon and Star Wars kid in New York. Right? Am I remembering this right, Blake?
You are. You
think
are.
So.
You are.
Like, we, if we ever have guests on This Is Important, we have to have the most important guests. Know what I mean?
And by that, you mean
Joe Biden? No, I mean Tayson Day. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. I'm with you.
Well, then we would be that's kind of what Tosh.0 did. If we could shout out to brother in arms.
Let's give him flowers.
Right.
Let's give Tosh some flowers.
Did we come on after Tosh ever?
Workaholics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We did. Mm-hmm. We would do that. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. That he was a great lead in.
Yeah,
yep. Yes, he was.
We would hold his audience.
We did. Let's be clear, though. Plenty of other shows had viral video like concepts where it's like, let's watch this. And
ridiculousness much.
I know, but he actually added to it. Like, he makes it better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Can't say the same for the rest of those shows.
Okay. Dang, bro.
Right. Tosh was very funny.
I'm not saying I won't. I'm saying I can't.
Burn! He physically can't.
Didn't they have the surfer on and that was cool?
Whoop-hap! That guy?
Yeah, the whoop-hap guy.
Like, whoop-hap, whoop-hap, and then he just barred the bip and then and drop right in.
Whoop-hap!
Now that we're so deep into internet culture, there are so many great videos from the past and present, and they just keep coming. I love the internet, guys. It rocks.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
I love your content.
Did you guys see this thing on the internet, this content of Cardi B, and she's being interviewed by Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Fallon goes, what is if it's up and it's stuck? What does that mean? What is up and stuck?
Oh, I didn't click on that.
Yeah, and she goes, well, you know when you poop and it won't come out?
Yeah, uh-huh, yes, I'm listening.
Then it's up and it's stuck. And Jimmy Fallon's face was just like, diarrhea. I mean, it was like...
Is that what she's talking about in the song?
Evidently. And if that is true, first of all, funniest thing in the world that she's just talking about constipation in a song. But it's like also so funny that like people around the world are like in the club, like shaking their ass to when it's up and it's stuck and it's up and it's stuck.
I thought you were saying when it's up, then it's up, then it's up.
I don't know. This is what the video said, man. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't even know what song that is, but I would say like when it's up and it's stuck, it's like when you got a boner and it just won't go down.
Sure. Then you put it in your belt loop.
Here comes Cardi B.
Yeah, but then why is Cardi B rapping about that? She doesn't have a boner.
Because she's here to take care of it.
Oh, she's going to take care of the boner. All right. Yeah, I hope
so. Yeah, I assume so. For her, whoever, I don't know his
for
name.
For Quavo? Yeah.
Quavo. On and off, very up and down.
Tumultuous.
Yeah.
But she's the one saying this, right? She's interpreting her own song. That's what she interpreted it to Jimmy Fallon and said it's about constipation.
Well, I'm assuming she wrote it with those lyrics. I don't think there was a ghostwriter writing about constipation for her. That seems like...
Yeah, but there might be a ghostwriter at Jimmy Fallon who's like, hey, it'd be funny to say this.
Right. True.
I don't know if they're pitching shit jokes on Jimmy Fallon.
Diarrhea. Of course they are. They're like, hey, do you want to do this? This could be funny. She's like, okay, cool. That is funny.
Right. It's a disgusting habit.
I do see that.
Like, if you're not a comedian, like, you come in, they're like, hey, do you have any stories? And we have stories. And, like, they go great.
So many stories. God damn, our stories.
Cardi B.
Oh, gosh. Which, by the way.
What's up, Blake?
Oh,
Blake. Okay, Blake, let's hear it.
Blake?
What's up, Blake?
I was on Ellen. I did the Ellen show.
Melon.
Oh, let's give you your flowers.
Wow.
No, dude. I've always thought you were funny, and you deserve to go on Ellen. How was it?
It was terrible.
Okay.
You have a track record of actual terrible interviews. Was this like actually terrible?
Fuck it. You have a track record of terrible interviews.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
What the fellas are referring to is I did do an interview the day after the Warriors won. I had to do some press for Dope, this movie Dope that I was in.
NBA basketball team, the Warriors.
NBA championships.
Yes, yes. And it was the first time they had won, and I went really crazy. I went all in. I ended up like sleeping in my garage, like passing out on the floor of my garage.
Which is where he normally sleeps, so that's not that big of a deal.
Right. Yeah. Captain Caveman.
Blake's the worst sleeper. Yeah.
I'm accustomed to that. But I had to wake up at like 6 a.m. and I thought the drive was a little longer to the studio I was going to be doing the interview in. So I thought I had like 30 to like collect myself.
Wait. So, okay.
And did you?
So first of all, you drunk drove to this interview because...
No, I was picked up by a car. I was picked up by a car.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought I was going to snooze in the back seat. But I didn't. I got there in like 7 minutes. It was very close.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they put me right on live with like this news guy in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
He fucking skewered you.
And oh, yeah.
You weirdo. He got you, you fucking weirdo.
I love this perspective. I don't know that I've heard Blake tell. I didn't know you only had 7 minutes to get ready, bro.
He's only told the story in counseling.
Oh, yeah. We were in the writer's room like the next day. I remember you telling this.
Dude, I was so fried. And he was asking me about the movie, and I'm kind of stumbling through the interview.
You were doing an interview for Dope, the movie that you were
promoting Dope.
Yeah, well, because there was hell of like radio silence when they were playing clips. You're like, well, it's about...
Yeah. He's like, explain the movie. And then they're showing... No, I think that they were showing clips of the movie.
Like,
you know how
we get into trouble, right, Sister Daddy?
Right? Don't
I say
you
Cincinnati,
say that?
Man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's just we're going to cut to it now, and we're back.
I feel we have to post this. This has to be on the gram. We have to post this content.
I end up dropping an F-bomb. They end up cutting
He's like, oh, okay, that's your language? We're going to just cut this short.
Yeah, you flipped on him. You flipped on him right there, I remember.
And then they were like, usually when we have actors, stars come on, they're very polite. They're put together. Sometimes not. And we apologize for his language.
That's live.
That's live.
Hey, what happened?
Dude, but I also think you must have been filming, Adam, I think you were filming Mike and Dave, because literally the next day that interview came out, it's the only time that Zac Efron has ever... hit me up. Zac Efron like text me like
that's right
from an unknown number. It's just like, hey dude, this is Zac Efron. I just watched your interview. Epic, dude.
I know, he loved it. I actually do remember. I thought we were in the Workaholics writer's room, but no, you were right. I remember being in the I think Isaac sent me the clip, and he's like, look at Blake on morning news
legend, mate.
And then I was in the makeup trailer, and I showed Zach, and he loved it.
Yeah.
So did we get a repeat on Ellen? Was she actually hosting?
No, there was a guest host, right?
Yeah, that's what's so weird. So if you guys don't know, it's the final season of Ellen. Like, it's been 19 seasons,
and she's not gonna be there.
Yeah, she's done. She's like, peace, I'm out.
Right.
Everything in the gift bag is like, Ellen, final season. Like, a written card, like, thanks so much for doing my final season.
Hey, how's that swag bag though? Pretty good.
Swag bag,
yeah,
sick.
Good.
Swag bag, sick.
Yeah,
I got
good swag.
Yeah,
I got some cool final season Ellen gear. But yeah, dude, final season, and she wasn't even the host.
Who was the host?
It was Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, I'm gonna be the guest host for Ellen in a few weeks.
You are?
Yeah, in a few weeks.
That's there cool. We go.
Oh,
can you have me on?
Or not in a few weeks in January.
Perfect timing. I'm going to be promoting my Shonda show. Have me on, player.
Mm-hmm. Dude. Well, why didn't I go then? Can you bring me back?
Adam, bro.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Adam, have me on. I'm the only one on this whole podcast that hasn't got an Ellen swag bag, dog. Hook it up.
I haven't gotten one.
Yeah, we're free. I'll talk with producers, see if I can have. It's just this podcast. The Ellen audience is like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my mom is freaking the fuck out.
Let's do it.
Penny Devine is losing her mind if it's just the four of us on Ellen.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it was so weird for me. I thought I was being pranked. I thought I was on freaking Special Delivery all over again. I'm like, why am I on the Ellen show? Like, in no way.
I see that.
I think it's because Tiffany Haddish is in Freak Brothers, the cartoon Adam and I have produced for Tubi.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
And she had me there to promote Freak Brothers. So.
The fabulous furry Freak Brothers.
Yeah.
Weed.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Bro, I'm into it. I can't wait. Is it out yet?
November 14th.
November 14th.
Okay.
Smoking.
Hit me up with a screener or something. Now we're talking. Bro, hit me up.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Might have some links for you.
I'd love to peep a link, bro. I'd love it.
So, sorry. Like, it just wasn't great.
So yeah. So what? You never explained.
You tell me, Tiffany Haddish wasn't bringing it, or you weren't.
No, it was more me. Yeah, it was on me. I'm just a terrible interviewer. Like,
were you? Come on. What happened?
I mean, I have to. It airs on November 4th, so you guys can all tune in and see how bad I fail.
This is great promotion for the thing. It's just the worst. Tune in to check out Blake's worst interview.
When I got the email like inviting me to be on Ellen, I was at Adam's wedding. I had just had third degree sunburns. I'm drunk on tequila.
Oh my god!
I'm just like,
you were so red. You were so red, dude.
I thought it was Cincinnati all over again.
You're a
dude.
Fucking repeat offender, man. You're like, so. Had a rough night. The Warriors didn't win, but there was weather happening, and the moon was up.
When Blake goes, he goes hard, you know?
Got to, man. You have to, yeah.
I would take the win out. It's just Blake goes hard.
Hey, you know.
Let's go!
Oh, dude.
Young go hard, baby.
Hey, how is Tom Brady just fully going, that's actually my thing, I say let's go? How is he doing that?
What do you mean?
What, he said that?
He's trying to brand Let's Go.
He tried to brand it, and now Hurt?
He tried to, like, trademark Let's Go?
And that's the name of his podcast, I think.
Oh, my God. He's the worst.
It's Hurt's Rent-A-Car. It's their new slogan, Let's Go.
Let's Go.
It's his thing when he goes out on the field now. He runs, and he goes, Let's Go.
Yeah, but also, that's every 7-year-old kid opening a birthday present.
I know. It's like... But he has made it his.
That is absolutely.
Well, what is that even? It's just, he's just grabbing a hold of it. It's not, right? It's just like, okay, cool. Everybody's saying this already. I'm going to put the financial engine behind it.
Well, was he the first? Remember, we were the first to say, let's get weird.
Thank you.
And then all of a sudden it was like the NHL's slogan for like
that
a
was
season.
Weird how that fucking popped out. Yeah,
I know. That
Which was
weird.
A bizarre slogan. For hockey, where they're like, let's get weird and play hockey.
To be fair, I would say we popularized the phrase. It had been said in Caddyshack by Bill Murray, I believe.
Weird, wild stuff.
But we popularized it. We made it a thing to say. It was on my Emma was buying birthday cards the other day, and she sent me a picture of one that says like, get weird on your birthday, and I was like, fuck, okay.
Wild. Yeah,
that's ours.
Well, I think even before us, I think Portland was like, keep Portland weird, even before we did it.
Sure, but that's not let's get weird.
We were getting weird. They were keeping it.
Did we tell the way
it originally got birthed? Is like we were at a weird Al Yankovic concert at the OCC Fair.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And Teddy was with us, and I believe Teddy started the chant, let's get weird.
Give him his flowers.
Whoa, flowers. I didn't know it was him.
Yeah, you know how we love to chant.
Friend of the podcast, Teddy Spencer.
And we got the whole entire concert chanting, let's get weird, and it was a hot dude. It was a hot, hot fire.
I didn't realize we stole it from Teddy.
Yeah,
Teddy.
That was cool because there was like 5,000 people there, and everyone was chanting, let's get weird.
It caught on like wildfire. Yeah. People loved
Weird
it.
Weird Al, man. What a hero.
Who's the host? Who was the host of that OC Fair?
The host of it.
The host?
The host of
it. I thought you guys always went down to OC Fair and there was like a host. Was it? Not Kel Mitchell?
Oh, no.
Wait, no. What? No. There's no host.
No. I think you're confusing a story. There was like a pumpkin patch in Sherman Oaks when we first moved to Van Nuys.
Okay, yeah.
And I saw a flyer. I didn't go, but I saw the flyer that Kel Mitchell from Kenan and Kel was hosting the pumpkin patch.
Okay.
And I was like,
give me a hell yeah.
The fact that we didn't just go all that it out,
yeah,
do this pumpkin patch and just be the fucking super fans. Right. I feel like that's a thing we could.
Yeah, I'd still do it. Fuck.
Do you remember when we discovered Kel Video Live, like his like weird sketch?
Oh, super deep cut.
Yeah, it was like.
No, I don't remember that.
He's like the broccoli guy, and he's like dressed like the Hulk, all like fucking dressed in green. But he's 50 Cent.
I mean, this is like such a deep cut.
Yeah. I know. I'm really just like going in the back brain right now. I don't expect to go anywhere with this, but it's
I
like,
feel like it. Well, do you guys remember? Like, I guess it might have been like Walmart or something, but they would have those DVD bins in the middle of the store. Where
yes.
It was basically like $1 DVDs.
Yes.
Yes. deep cuts.
I don't know. Are there?
Yeah. I feel like some of my content is in those bins.
Yes.
Durs, come on.
Okie dokie.
You gotta go to the bottom to look for like the good stuff. You're like, holy shit, right?
Yes.
I'm
you're
so
on it.
Excited.
You've got it, Anders. You've got it. You do.
This is what we were missing on the Trojan podcast. The pleasure is ours. We were missing like the mean fourth wheel, you know?
I'm sorry. Like just the fucking asshole.
Yeah, usually they're just kind of quiet sitting in the back, but our dude just shoots shots at you, man.
Oh my God, the bins. Yes.
And yeah, so you were saying the bins at Walmart?
Okay, so the
bins.
Well,
sometimes you'd find a treasure in there. You find a treasure for cheap. You find a
treasure. Oh, I know. You'd get like a Breakfast Club Weird Science Combo DVD?
Yes. Oh, you know. You're taking the piss, but you fucking know, bro. You know, dog.
Yeah. Dude, it was...
Doo-doo.
Remember when you were young, there'd be the blue light
bro,
special.
Bro, there would be like 99 cent DVDs. No. Like five for a buck.
Yeah, so where were you going with that, Blake? Hit us with it.
I'm just saying there would be these bins in the middle of like... Yep.
Yep.
Stop.
Because, dude, I grew up on these, the bin.
You would find a treasure in there.
It was like a, bin?
Yes, it was a bin in the middle of the store. It was basically like you could buy 10 DVDs for $10.
Yes.
And it would just be the most obscure.
No, you're confusing Columbia House Records with these bins.
Well, let's talk about Columbia House, because that's where you would get fucking 10 CDs for a buck.
Dude, and the flyers you would
get? 10 CDs for a buck.
And it was like 5 cents for a CD.
Durs, Columbia House, you had to know Columbia House.
Fuck you, asshole.
Thank you.
Well, what were your first... We were a big Columbia House family.
Yeah, were you not looking for deals?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, we're not fucking rich. Just loaded.
Were you not searching out fucking deals like the rest of us, you bitch?
No, he wasn't.
I was just loaded with my 19 DVDs.
That's a lot, bro.
Or sorry, CDs.
To get outside of the bins, that's a lot of money, okay?
Yeah, man.
What was your first CD, Durzy?
That's a great question. First CDs go.
My first CD. Fuck. Maybe it was Check Your Head.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. That's solid. Pretty cool. I thought it was going to be like Mariah Carey or something.
Yeah. Well, don't get me wrong. So I'm old. I had tapes before that. So my first tape was Simpsons Sing the Blues.
Your first tape?
Yeah.
Yes.
After they did the Bartman?
Let's go.
My neighbor had that shit.
My aunt gave me all of her tapes. So like my first tapes were 12 Rick Springfield tapes.
Oh, so your musical taste is advanced.
That's cool.
Yeah, my aunt just like gave me like a ton of Rick Springfield tapes.
Oh, wait, what is his big jam? Do you know?
Fuck if I remember. I listened to it once and was like, you know, I guess this isn't for me.
Is that Jenny, I Got Your Number? Or is that the Outfields? Jenny, I got your 8675309.
Jesse Girl? Oh, they're saying it's Jesse's Girl.
Oh, Jesse's Girl. That's a great song.
I wish that was Jesse's Girl.
Yeah.
Dude, if that was in the bin.
Jesse's Girl.
How could I find a woman like that?
Along with the sweet. And then it gets a little nasty with it.
Yeah, that's when music was sweatier, right? There was like a little, it didn't smell great, you know?
Well, it was the cocaine.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that have a smell?
Yeah, everyone had coke sweats.
Does cocaine have a smell?
Yeah, you got to smell it.
Yeah, you got to sniff it to find out.
Hey, Dur, Listeners, just smell this. What's happening here?
Yes, buds.
Hey, it's back.
Well, I'm trying to think of what my first CD is. Kyle, do you know what yours was?
Yeah, I think mine was Boys to Men 2.
Ooh.
Boys to the Men 2?
Boys to the Men 2 from the Bin.
It was very confusing because it was the album. It was their sophomore album, so they called it 2, but they said Boys to Men, and then it was like, two, and I was like, wait, is that your name or the title?
Confusing, very confusing.
Okay.
I was 10. I didn't quite understand it.
You weren't grabbing that.
Was everybody's graduation song End of the Road?
No, mine was the Vitamin C.
Oh, God. Boys to Men, bro.
No, ours was Green Day.
Oh, sure.
Sick.
Oh, I hope you had the time of your life.
And you guys probably did.
Thank you, God.
Mine, that was actually my second or third album. My first was Nirvana, Nevermind.
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure if it was Green Day Dookie or Weezer.
Mm-hmm. Green Day Dookie was up there in number two, I think.
Yeah.
I think I went from Boys to Men to Dookie.
Yeah. But it was a Columbia House triple banger.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, I was like, I'm gonna buy this first one and then I'm gonna get these other two for a penny.
Columbia House is where you really would get so many fucking CDs, bro.
Columbia House was a catalog of music.
Are you explaining it to people who are young?
Let's explain for the youths.
Yeah.
You could see all the images and you could buy one CD and then get like 20 of them for another.
Right, there was a loophole.
Oh, right. Yes.
Hey, kids. So CDs,
right.
You would like one song, but you had to buy the whole damn CD.
Right. Or listen to the radio.
And so it got pretty expensive when you bought Dishwalla and you're like, well, fuck. Why did I spend all this money? I only like Counting Blue Cars or whatever.
Fucking thing sucks.
Right, why did I buy Tub Thumper?
Why do I have the Blues Travelers album?
Why did I buy this Chumbawamba album?
Oh, yeah. That is a huge...
I think it's called Tub Thumper. Thumper?
Tub Thumping?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
But anyways, there was a loophole.
What was the loophole?
So you would buy the one CD... and that was an expensive one. It was like $18 or something.
Right.
It'd be like $17.99. But then you got 11 more CDs for a penny each.
Right. That's when you first signed up. When you first signed up, you got to buy one CD and get like 11 CDs free.
Yeah, that's right.
But what you could do is how you could cheat the system is you could, we would sign up with my dad's name. Then we would just make up a new name.
Right.
And keep sending to the house.
I mean, it's essentially like getting a credit card because they would charge you to send you stuff eventually. So it was up to you. They were banking on people not being able to finesse them.
Right.
Yeah.
And my guess is that it worked out pretty well.
Was that the cheating of the system? Is you just made a new... You made a new thing?
We would like make a new name.
You bought, you got the 11 CDs, and then you canceled. But it was not super easy to cancel.
Yeah, you had to cancel.
Yeah.
And if you didn't cancel, they're going to send you a new CD
every month, and they charge you the $18.
Oh, right.
And then it's $18. So they're thinking that, you know, we're not going to put in that work to cancel the subscription. But no, we did it. Penny Divine was on the case.
And by the way, I had older brothers who I had access to their CD collection.
Lucky.
You guys were trailblazers, you know? Yeah. So I'm listening
to oldest.
A lot of Madonna.
Mm. Nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
Madonna's tight.
Who was the Madonna fan? Was that Eric or Oli?
Yeah.
I could see it going either way.
Yeah, well, it was Oli. did you see that? Yeah, it was that way.
Yeah, I could see it going that way. Yeah.
Madonna rocks.
I stole Beastie Boys stuff from Eric and Madonna from Oli.
There you go.
So you never had your own CDs or did
no,
you?
No, I did, but I didn't have to have so many because I could.
Were
just,
they hand me down CDs?
Well, I could just tape their CDs.
Was your first CD a hand me down?
No. Well, no.
Okay.
But Eric probably had it and I listened to it and I was like, I want my own.
Right.
Right on.
Right.
See, I never had to deal with the politics of hand-me-downs. Like,
it is weird.
Like,
but you never listened to your parents' records even? I know people got into that, but they were records. I didn't know how to play a fucking. Well, I guess I had my own like kid records from like the library.
I only started getting into their records like probably like a month ago.
10 years
ago. Yeah, for real. Where I was like, oh shit, you guys have some fucking records. Put this
it's
on.
It's all psychedelic rock.
My dad had an 8-track player in the basement.
That's fucking
sick.
Wow,
my parents skipped that. Yeah,
Kyle, you were saying you didn't have to do hand-me-downs because you were like the oldest, but did you guys ever get like hand-me-downs from like your cousins? I remember we would get like boxes from my older cousins in Iowa, like geared up, and it was always like, oh, what the fuck?
Oh, they were shipping from Iowa? That's so dope, dude.
Boxes of music?
No, clothes, like hand-me-down clothes. Because
You had older cousins in Iowa, so they would ship out the box, and then you dig through it.
Right.
Which is kind of sick now that I think
about it.
And
is this the same Iowa that got smoked by Wisconsin in football today? Moving on.
Oh, nice.
Get
okay,
em,
moving
bro.
On.
Zip it.
Get them.
Chill, bro.
Zip it. Damn.
Yeah, Iowa was looking like they were going to be number one.
Not no mo.
And then they got cooked.
Not no mo.
But so what are you getting? Like, are you getting, like, legit gear? Is there, like, starter jackets in here? What are we talking? Dungarees?
Yeah, what's the sick gear that you would get?
Well, this is the thing, because I was such a little piece of shit. Is like, I had this weird thing where I thought, like, hand-me-down clothes were, like, really dirty and gross. And even if you, like, washed them, it was like I was going to get some kind of, like, scabies.
You were, like, very picky little dude, weren't you?
Yeah, you're
like
a cheese pizza, plain hot dog guy.
Pizza, pizza.
Yes, I was very weird. I had, like...
You're still a bitch, right? We've been over this.
Yeah, I was a bitch.
We've been over this. You're a bitch.
Go off, queen.
You're the bitch.
I was definitely a bitch.
What did we say? Are we bitch or assholes? Right. What was it? Yeah,
that's a throwback.
On that seminal podcast?
I'm an asshole in bitch's clothing. Right. That's what we, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's so true.
Yeah, I'm just a bitch.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I was thinking about it. I know we've done this podcast for longer than a year, but I recall some of our first podcasts being right around Halloween time. So it's kind of our, like, 1 year anniversary, guys. Congratulations.
Because your memory is broken.
Cool.
Because your fucking memory is broken.
I would love the fact checkers. Yeah.
This dude's like,
is that right?
Yeah. I remember doing it in, like, February. So I don't think it's actually, we've actually.
Isn't that how anniversaries work? You kind of, like, go to your loved one. And you're like, well, it's just kind of around this time.
Yeah.
Sort of. Generally. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. You're also my loved one, Blake.
I love you guys.
Yeah, I love you.
Wait, but so did you ever get any, like, real come-ups for hand-me-downs? Because I had a couple sick gotcha sweatshirts that got handed down to me.
What do you mean sick? What are sick gotcha sweatshirts?
Sorry. Sick is what I called them. Gotcha is a brand where there's it's like a shark holding a flag.
With and pink
it's like,
sunglasses
yeah,
on.
Yeah. It's like a surf style.
That does sound cool.
Yeah. I wasn't mad at that.
I didn't have any hand-me-downs as the oldest. We would do a lot of Goodwill shopping, I feel, as a kid.
Yeah. That's like what this was.
What about your dad's gear? Did you guys ever dip into your dad's gear?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
I wore my stepdad's Mazda jacket. It was sick.
Oh, wow, that's tight.
In middle school, I would wear my dad's jacket, his, like, flannel jacket, because it smelled like cigarettes.
Right.
And that was, like, cool.
Smoking!
And so I remember the teacher told my parents that they think I'm smoking cigarettes because my jacket fucking reeked of cigarettes. And they were like, no.
He bought that with Camel Miles?
I used to love wearing people's clothes that smelled like cigarettes because I actually did smoke cigarettes. So it was perfect. I'd be like, this is their jacket. It smells like cigarettes. It ain't me.
Perfect.
Well, my dad also obviously smoked so much cigarettes. He got cancer.
Yeah.
But,
truly.
This is important.
But he would, there was a thing, Marlboro would do this thing where there was, like, Marlboro points.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get miles.
Yeah.
Marlboro miles.
It's like Camel Bucks.
Yeah.
He smoked so many fucking Marlboro Reds that I was just, like, geared up. I had a Marlboro backpack.
Yeah.
I had a duffel bag. I had a jacket.
Right.
Bro. Like, this is bizarre.
Adam, you just unlocked something because my uncle was very fucking, like, Marlboro and cameled out and shit. And so one year for Christmas, I just went around town and, like, grabbed as many fucking miles as I could off of packages on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then
resourceful.
And then cut them out, put them in a bag, and then gave it to him as a gift.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And then he picked out, like, his sick ass fucking, like, jacket or whatever it was, but he was stoked when he got the item.
That is unbelievable.
That was, like, right around the time that they had to stop, like, having, like, dogs be mascots for beers and shit. Because
Joe Camel.
Yeah, because kids are like, that's awesome.
Well, like,
I can't wait.
Joe Camel couldn't be within, like, a mile.
Hey, uncle, I picked up all this garbage so you could buy a scarf.
Yeah dude. Yeah, bro.
A chain wallet.
Yeah.
So you can rep your addiction on your sleeve.
I mean, but you would go through those catalogs and the gear was fucking sick.
Oh, my God. It goes for a lot on eBay.
Especially Marlboro.
Yeah, they did. Whoever was doing that Marlboro gear
Go back on some camel stuff. There's some sick tank top.
Should I?
Oh my gosh.
You want me to go back on that?
Treat yourself.
Go on EJ. Just treat yourself. Take a little peek at the camel gear.
I might take the night.
I don't think I would wear camel. I know that I would fucking rock Marlboro, but I don't think I would wear camel.
It's a disgusting habit.
What are the best cigarette brands? And this is for people out there who are thinking about getting into smoking.
Yeah.
You don't want to make a false step. You want to do the right thing.
Do you think smoking's ever going to come back? Do you think it'll be like almost retro to where people will be like, you know what? Fuck it.
Oh, it will. You're right. Because they're going to be like, I'm off the vape. I'm on to like the old school shit.
Oh, yeah. The vape is corny. is so corny.
Like vinyl? You think it'll be like vinyl where people are like, oh, it just actually tastes better?
Yeah. It's like you're us listening to our parents' records. And then for our generation, it became cool to like collect records.
Right.
That's what I think is going to happen with cigarettes. Like no one fucking smokes anymore. And then in like 20 years... Well, our fucking little shithead kids are going to be like,
right.
Actually, I'm a smoker.
It's like people on old bicycles. You're like, congratulations. You know, bikes are way better now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They're not 60 pounds each.
Exactly.
Specialized.
Hello, e-bike.
Shout out.
Dude, I'm so bummed. I got the Specialized bike and then I got COVID like the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, so shit. Specialized gave me this, these super dope e-bikes. And I haven't even been able to really ride it because I got COVID and then now I'm in Atlanta.
So is this a shout out or a slam?
Yeah. Catch me outside. How about that?
Or is this like introspective?
Yeah, they for sure gave me COVID. No, I don't think. If anything, I might have gave them COVID.
Oh.
I just realized that I have this sick ass Specialized bike and I haven't even gotten to ride it.
Yeah, you got to get on that.
Dude, it's awesome.
Yeah, they're game changers. Mm-hmm.
Do they work in the snow? It's about to start snowing up here in Toronto.
Depends on what tires you got.
Yeah, get them snow tires.
Dude, off-road e-biking in the snow? That sounds kind of fucking dope as shit.
Zoom, zoom, baby.
Mm-hmm. What was the cigarette brand where it was like, the pleasure is ours, and it was always like people like outside on
bikes?
That's
our companion podcast, too. This is important. The pleasure is ours.
It's cool. That's cool.
You were talking about, or no, it's Newport.
Or Parliament, Newport. Yeah, it was green. I know it was green.
Remember, and it would just be like, it'd be like people doing activities like sailing or skiing.
I love when they do that. When it's like Michelob Ultra. It's like they're... Their beer is people just like jogging and shit.
Right.
And you're just like, all right.
Like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think fucking Cool used to do that shit with the Siggies, and Newport used to do that shit with the Siggies hardcore.
Yeah, didn't Newport? Yeah. It was like they're always like sailing or some shit.
It's Newport.
It was all water-based activities.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you're out, you're having fun, you're getting lung cancer.
I love the idea of Virginia Slims.
Oh, yeah.
It was like longer, a little thinner.
Long and lean.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like Paul Malls.
Paul Malls?
Paul Malls. Yeah. Those are
I like
guys.
Paul Wall.
Yeah.
I like Paul Wall's cigarettes.
You like candy paint dripping?
Yeah.
Candy paint. Trunks waving?
Yeah. Grills.
Are trunks still waving?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Possibly in Houston.
I hope they are.
What does that mean?
They would pop the trunk, and then when the car would rock, it would like they would just let the trunk kind of go free in the back.
He's the best.
Oh, that is the fucking sickest shit that has somehow passed me by. That's off the fucking charts.
I mean, at some point, Kyle, you're going to have a super tricked out car.
Yeah, I can see Kyle having just all candy paint, Cutlass, Supreme,
Lowrider.
I'm doing it to the El Camino. I'm committing.
You're going
to
get hydraulics?
I'm gonna dump it and get it back to custom and original.
Just have
it. I'm dumping the bucket of money on it, yeah.
And real talk, how much are you going to charge the Workaholics movie to rent the VO from you?
Yeah.
Oh, I have that. Right. I have this fucking...
Are you going to fucking bend us over there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's going to lord this power. He's lording it over us.
Did I do that?
Oh, let's see.
Hey, play your cards right. We might just have to upgrade.
Let's see here. It's a storage fee, first of all. second of all. What else? Transpo fee. Got to fix it up. Okay, that's adding up.
Well, you, Cap!
Just make sure you lubricate, okay?
Oh, it still works. I've been taking care of her, dumping money into her. That's right. That's me. I've been doing that.
Well, Kyle, here's a quick cue. For the El Camino, why would you want to put all this money fixing this car up Why wouldn't you just buy a nicer El Camino?
Like, well, a sick car, El Camino. This car actually has sentimental value. This is, we're talking about Teddy Spencer, friend of the show.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who came up with Let's Get Weird.
Yes. Yeah.
The originator.
Teddy was my neighbor when I was a kid. He lived across the street, mm-hmm. a big street, and I could, his dad had this car. It's his car.
How big is this street?
It's a big one. It's a big street.
Yeah,
across the street, a big street.
Dude, it's whatever. It's a big time street.
Well, it's not like on the street. It was like we lived whatever. It's a stupid detail that I got hung up on. But I could hear his dad used to start this fucking car, and I could hear it from my house.
So it's a shitty car,
and it's actually the first muscle car I ever heard, I ever saw, I ever rode in. Was this car, and I want it to go back. I want it to be back, you know?
You want this baby to purr once again. All right. Okay. Hey,
it's a fucking cool-ass car. And in my town, they have car shows. So, like, you can drive it, like, on all the holidays. You drive it, and I want to pop the family in the whip and drive, you know?
I love that. Can you pop them in the whip? You have, you know.
What?
Would you all fit in this El Camino? It's just a two-seater, right?
It's a bench, though, right?
I'm putting the benches back in it. This thing.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
that's worth it.
Before Teddy's dad had this car, it was a drag racer up here in Toronto, actually. It actually is built to drag.
Yeah. Okay.
And the motherfucker is fast.
What kind of engine are we talking?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Is it six-cylinder? What are we talking? What kind of horsies?
It is it's a 8-cylinder, 454, big block, baby.
Man,
really?
God,
okay.
And it's got a fucking, got the pop shifter.
Is it naturally aspirated?
It's got I don't know what that means.
It probably
Come on,
is.
Kyle, this is your moment, bro. We're talking cars, bro.
Yeah, you're talking cars, dude. You're the big car guy.
Doug, it's got the pop shifter in it. So when you're dragging, right, and you go like,
I've got a big fucking boner right now.
Hey.
Yeah, and you step on it. The way to get up into second and third and fourth is you just hit the fucking thing. You're just like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
Hot.
I like stuff,
it.
Baby.
So I gotta get it back. You know what I mean? I gotta get it back.
Yeah, get that thing on the road.
Yeah. I like that. Kyle, are we gonna get that Tesla Plaid or
what's
what?
The Plaid, homie? What is this?
What is this now? We're talking cars. I love this shit.
I thought you were a Tesla guy. The Plaid is their new motor that goes 0 to 60 in 2 seconds flat or under 2 seconds.
Those motherfuckers are fast. I mean, I have the 3, I have the Y, I had the X, but I don't know much about the Plaid.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
Well, Plaid is just the motor.
Okay, so it's
you can get
upgrade.
An X Plaid, you can get an S Plaid. There's no 3 or Y Plaid, but like
go off, King.
Let's do this. Let's go race them.
Oh yeah.
By the way, that is so fast.
Yeah, that seems like you're going to kill someone.
It's the fastest car. It's the fastest production car in history, and it's a 4-seater sedan, which is insane.
Yes.
I told my dad that Tesla's like the fastest car ever, and he refuses to believe it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's fast. He's like, well, how? It's battery.
That shit's important.
And I'm like, I don't know.
Faster than a Mustang?
It's faster than anything he's ever seen.
He's like, don't count.
Yeah, he's like, you're telling me a Lamborghini is going to lose to a Tesla.
Correct.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Doesn't count.
Doesn't count. Yeah.
Well, that is the truth. It's a different playing field. It's like engine versus motor because Tesla's got like 2. But can you imagine when they get into fucking F1 and shit like that, how that's going to change the goddamn game?
Dude, I got a big fucking boner right now.
Do you? Whip it. Can we see? Can you whip it back and forth?
I'd love to see your boner, dude.
Whip the nanang?
Yeah. Let me see it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked on the pleasures, ours.
I missed it. I'm sorry about that. I missed it.
It's okay. Trojan
Man. Anders was being a big-time movie star and flexing on us.
Yeah. Actor. Huge actor.
I was needed on set, is what we say.
And refused to do the podcast. Yep. But we're doing this one now. And we all agreed that we're all going to get... kitchen with the thing that you weigh food on
a scale.
Yeah. Oh,
they call them scales. And we're all going to weigh our cocks and see how heavy the meat is.
Our cock is. Yeah.
Do I have to?
Yeah, you have to. We all agreed.
They want 2 numbers.
You don't have to do it. Because we were talking about like who has the heaviest cock.
Right. I said Adam said his cock was small, and I said it rings a little heavier than mine. It seems that way.
Yeah. Maybe not larger, but heavier. Right. Yeah.
Is it cool if I get a boner and then I do a handstand that pushes down on the scale?
Oops. Winning.
Did you guys already cover this?
Holy shit, this is 190 pounds.
Have you covered this already?
It's a cock push up?
Yeah.
The first number is weight of dick, only dick, no balls. Second mm-hmm. number is weight of dick with balls. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. third number is a boner.
All righty then.
Well, no, the boner, I might not, because it'll kind of raise off the scale. Right. You won't be able to, exactly. You know what I mean?
Oh, you'll have to press it down.
I think one of my first tweets ever was, when I was trying to be like, what's going to make a mark here? I was like,
yeah, content is king.
Content. I love your content.
Love your content.
Exactly. I was like, here we go, Twitter.
Notice me.
Do you weigh more when you have a boner?
Do you weigh more when you have a boner? Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you weigh more when you have a boner?
That's a great question.
Suddenly, are you like, whoa, I'm tipping the scales here. And then it's like,
no, the blood just moved from elsewhere.
Yeah, the displacement theory doesn't work.
Well, does ice weigh more than water?
No. Yeah, I guess that is the exact same thing.
Actually, Blake, I think you're right. You're onto something scientifically, because I don't think that ice and water weigh the same. I think there's some mixture.
They don't. Ice is filled with air.
Right.
It's lighter.
Oh,
so
my God.
When you get a boner, who's to say you're not getting more air in your
this
bloodstream?
Shit's important.
Maybe you don't have more blood. Maybe you have more air.
Right. Your dick is full of air?
You're a stupid dumbass.
Yeah, it's like a hot air balloon?
Yeah. If you found out your dick was full of air.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's science.
It's a balloon animal?
That's why it rises. It's a hot air balloon.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's tight.
I do wish when you got a boner, it squeaks like a balloon animal.
Yeah, helium fills the shaft and it rises. Uh-huh. And then that's why when if you spring a leak and somebody sucks on it, their voice goes up high.
What?
It's like, hey!
That's why
there's helium. You don't get, after somebody sucks on your dinghy, their voice gets all high after they do it.
Wait, what's up?
They're like, I gotta wash my face.
I'm trying to feel like if I remember that.
I gotta go.
I gotta wash my face.
Oh boy.
You scoundrel.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You guys, sorry, that's how I do it every time I know either I porno race me.
That's big of you, Adam. That's big of you to
points,
put that out there.
Points. On that note, are there any take backs or apologies, Adam?
Yes, points.
I'd like to apologize for my wife. I don't do that to her.
For her or to her?
I don't do that for her.
Wait, are you excusing her behavior? What are you apologizing? You're apologizing to her.
Yeah, just for basically everything that I say on this podcast, I'd like to apologize to my now wife.
Accidents happen.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes.
You know, just for everything. For everything that she has to go through. Right. Hearing about the things that I say and the things that I do on this podcast and with my best friends. I love you guys.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, by the way, you're a married man now.
Yeah. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Brother.
Hey, there we
go. How's the ring feel?
You know, I didn't like it at first because I'm not like a ring. I've never, other than like a weird period when I was 19, that I was like, yeah, I'm going to wear a thumb ring for like 2 months. And then I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I've never wore rings. So this is, it is weird, but now I don't mind it.
Remembering to take it off at work on set is a whole thing where you're like, do I even bring it to work? What am I doing here?
Yeah. I'm a single man on my way to work.
Yeah, ooh, anything could happen at 6:30 in the morning in this van.
Anything could happen.
What did you say back there?
Sorry, I'm just running lines.
I'm running lines.
Yeah, I'm just running my lines for the day back here, sorry. Nah, you said something.
Oh, gosh.
Any take-backs, apologies, giveaways from you guys?
Hey, can I apologize real quick?
Yeah, please.
I was going to apologize to Blake for teasing you about you getting nostalgic about those Walmart bins. We actually never got to the bottom of that bin. Where were you going with that?
What was that story?
Or will I never know?
Yes, sorry.
The price I pay? Oh, no.
You never got to the bottom of that bin.
Wow.
Kyle, you were going to say?
No, we moved on. I'm going to start a Patreon. If any of the listeners want to go on over there and hear what the bin is all about.
Uh-huh. The bargain
it's
bin.
Called what's the binsness?
Thank you, God.
The binsness.
Blake's bargain bin. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous.
Well, I'll give a compliment to Anders since he apologized, and I do appreciate that from you. It takes takes a big guy to apologize. Just compliment you on getting
a
your
heavy cocked guy. We don't know.
We'll find out soon enough.
I'm not weighing mine.
Thanks for joining us on the pod, Durs. You know, we really appreciate you busting your balls to get on here and pod. We know you're big time Hollywood Rush and
he's a big time star.
Yeah, nothing like making a big movie down here in Mobile, Alabama. Absolutely. Nothing like it.
Absolutely.
Nothing like it. Nothing like it. Working with Bobby D.
And by the way, we were talking about homeboy from 3 o'clock High and Kindergarten Cop last week. Guess what?
Crisp.
Know what I mean?
He's a Mobile local. I could try and go find him and do my own podcast.
Get lunch.
Hey, so guys, on Patreon, I'm starting my own thing. It's called I'm Not Crisp.
Yeah.
No.
The true story of, I believe his last name's Tyson. We're working the kinks out. It's going to be great. But it's Patreon. It's $24 an episode. Because otherwise, I'm not going to do it.
That shit's important.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. That makes sense. Kyle, how are you starting a Patreon?
Yeah,
my Patreon is going to be about fast cars.
Car talk, baby.
Kyle's car talk.
We're going to be popping the hood and getting into everything new about cars. And
I love your content.
Except for you don't really know that much about cars.
El Camin Pod.
We learn together.
I do enjoy the artistry of... Yeah, I'm not that much of a car guy.
Right.
Yeah.
But I would like to compliment all of us, actually, because I believe we started making content together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think we have a hell of a lot of great content in our wake.
Yeah.
And,
that is true.
You know, when we do it together, and I'm just happy to be here with you guys.
Hey,
good job.
I love it. When we go, we go hard.
Yeah,
we go hard.
I love it. And I love that you're saying when we do it together. Adam is in Atlanta making something without us. I'm in Mobile. You're in Canada. But when we make it,
But look at this, guys.
Well,
we're all
you know what
different
I was
parts
at.
Of the country and the world.
Thank
yes,
you.
But we
yes.
still come together for the pod because we love making content
yeah. together.
That,
together,
that, I'm still right now, and I'm very sorry about that.
Important.
That's what you're doing, right? Oh, look at Kyle.
Very. Bro, I'm sorry. I'm stoned. I'm sorry. I've been stoned.
Should we do two more minutes? Kyle just took a big inhale.
Okay.
You know, I fought through that whole one.
Hi, boy. What, you right. fought through? Yeah, okay, because you weren't high? You couldn't?
No, I was very high for pretty much the whole time.
Oh, nice.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, I lost my mind on the last podcast. I got too high and I was crying from laughing from my good friends. I love you guys.
I love you guys. This is important.
All right.
Okay, so that's it, right?
And that's it.
I don't know.
And we're done. Yeah, and we are done.
I don't even know.
And we are done.
Last one.
And we are done.
And we're done now.
Last one to talk.